Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Oh, boy, Bob. Oh, boy.
You know, we were looking at a graphic about the Steelers when they had leads at halftimes this year against Seattle, against Green Bay, against
Buffalo,
Chicago. The fourth quarters, I didn't realize how bad it was, but they've been outscored in the fourth quarter in those games 48-9. So when the game really matters the most, that's when they're falling. And that doesn't even count the third quarter, which has not been good.
Well, forget about that, Bob. Limits, guess what, Bob, kept hidden from us yet again this year.
His dinner with Jim Nance and Tracy Wolfson and Tony Romo?
His dinner with Jim Nance, Tracy Wolfson, and Tony Romo.
Yeah, it's just it's something that happens when they come to town. It's no big deal.
Every time. They always go to dinner, and we never get
Tracy,
invited.
Tracy wasn't there.
Deal?
We never get invited.
We have hundreds of thousands of people, maybe millions, well, millions, who would think that going to dinner with Jim Nance and Tony Romo was Limits and I.
Yes.
I've known them for a long time. It's just one of those things that we have a group to get together. Now, Tracy didn't make it because she was in Michigan, because she's a Michigan alum, wanted to watch her team lose to Ohio State, I guess, and she got her wish. I mean, that was not good. Yeah, so those guys are hopeful to come back in what would be a playoff situation, because they're, I don't think.
Playoffs?
I know. But
they'll be back next week in Baltimore doing the game,
I see. That's down there, though.
Yes, in Baltimore.
Right.
All right, Bob, we each get three simple questions about your dinner. Limits, you go first.
I'm ready. Okay. What does Jim Nance, Bob, that you can share with us, think about the Steelers?
He thinks they're a good team. I don't sense, and I say this just because, I mean, in the course of the conversation, it's about how national people view local teams. I don't think they're in a position to view local teams the way we view local teams. So they came away looking at, you know, large scale numbers and what matters and that kind of stuff. But I think yesterday, if you listen to the broadcast, they were pretty much hammering home the fact that these are historic numbers they're giving up. So they do a lot of research. They have a lot of good people on their staff. They really do. And you know, I think they think that's a team that should be competitive. From their point of view, they are. They're tied for the lead in the division. They don't see a lot of the worst that I think everyday people who watch the Steelers think.
My turn. What did Tony Romo order for dinner, Bob?
Tony Romo didn't make it.
What?
I thought you said you went out with Romo and it was just you and Nance?
No,
and the crew?
And a few other guys, yeah.
What did Nance order for dinner?
Jim Ridcoff's a really nice guy. He's their producer.
Nobody cares about him.
No, but he runs the whole show. I mean,
I know.
When Lance Barrow was there, Lance was one of the best. He's won a lot of awards, and Jim is just as good.
What did Jim order?
Filet.
What did you order?
Filet.
Those are two questions right there, Limits. Did you and Jim split a bottle of wine?
No.
Limits,
but
your
again,
turn.
There were other people there having other assorted things.
Sure.
I'm going to piggyback off of that so that it's not a question. Did you indulge in some wine?
Yes.
Did you have a nice view of the city when you went to dinner? Do you try to show Nance around?
Good question.
No, I mean,
great question, Limits.
No, yes. Because they're dealing, they just got off meetings with the teams. They come in there and it's just after a day's work. You know, they had a game Thursday in Dallas. That was Thanksgiving. They had three games in 10 days. It was almost like what the Steelers were facing last holiday time when they went through there. So they hadn't been home a lot. So they were there and they came in, you know, right after their meetings with the Steelers and the Buffalo Bills, coaches and players.
Bob, this is a side question that doesn't count toward my allotment. When the wine comes, are you the type who will swish it around in the glass, take a little sip, and give your approval or disapproval?
I never disapprove.
Okay.
I never do. Most of the wines I...
Tom Barrasso did from time to time.
A lot of Sam Nover did all the time.
Did he?
Sam used to be one of those guys that he would send food back, wine back. I said, Sam,
oh,
give
great.
It to me if you don't want it. I'll drink it. I, you know, it's to me, it's fine.
I worked at a steakhouse called the Crouching Lion in Buffalo. I was maybe 18.
There's a place, exact same name in Hawaii.
What?
Called the Crouching Lion.
So yeah. It was a steakhouse, and people like the ones that we just mentioned would send back a beautiful filet after one bite, Bob. And I would say, I'm eating that thing. I just cut off the part where they ate it, and I had a free steak back there washing dishes limits.
Back there washing the dishes, Bob, about that?
Your turn.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. This from someone who's afraid of every little germ in front of you, you would actually do that.
Fair point.
I mean, who else touched the steak? The person didn't touch it with their hands. They just had a bite off the end.
You don't know that. Didn't sneeze on it.
Yeah, now you got me thinking.
Well, I'm
good
just saying.
Thing it was 35
I agree
years
with,
ago.
By the way, I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, in Beaver County, I would eat in a lot of different ways. It wouldn't matter. I just was hungry. I'd eat it.
Oh, so, yeah. I beautifully clean, clear, nice steak.
Did anyone else go with you, Bob, or were you the only member of KDKA or the media that was there representing?
Great question.
It wasn't me. It was just friends. You know, people we've gotten to know over the time through broadcasts. I've seen, and that's how I met Jim back in 1998 at the Olympics when CBS had them. And ever since, you know, we stay in touch. And when he comes into town, there's a bunch of us that get together, and we have some great friends here. And so that's all it is.
So to piggyback off of that, would Jim feel offended if you invited your producer to an event like this?
And to piggyback
off
that.
It's not offended, but I'm not doing that.
Why don't we have Jim on the air as a guest then?
Yes.
He does a lot of those kinds of things.
Can we do that this week?
Could you arrange that this week,
Could
Bob?
That be on Wednesday?
Or Friday?
I'll certainly try.
All right.
I can't guarantee any of that.
Let's do it Wednesday when we're all here.
Yeah, we should. Last question, Bob. Who got dessert? You and Jim?
Everyone did.
What did you get?
It was a beautiful chocolate decadent cake with vanilla ice cream. And I like a little drizzle of Chambord on that ice cream.
Oh, drizzle. I have one more.
Chambord?
Yeah, it's a good raspberry liqueur. It's how you make French martinis.
Is it appropriate to order appetizers for the whole table at meals like this?
Yes.
Do you speak up in that situation? Or do you
give
you
a
let
toast?
Them do it?
I don't. No, Jim gives a toast all the time he's in here. He's a tremendous guy, and he has a lot of friends here who he likes, and he thanks them, and, you know, it's just a really nice, good night out. And I think they all needed it, given how much they've been traveling, so.
Should we ask Bob the obvious question that we've been avoiding?
Yeah.
Bob, did you pick up the check?
No.
No way there.
I didn't think
Bob
so.
Bob will pick up checks, though.
I have before. I did not in this case, no.
Yeah.
Again, we have some pretty good friends who take care of everything.
Yes.
I'm lucky to be included.
This isn't a Ron Cook situation where his arms shrink faster than a receiver with Jalen Ramsey bearing down on him when that check comes. It's very different.
Like the little T-Rex arms.
Yeah.
I always offer, even if T-Rex. I don't pay, I will. Because I think I, you know, I
Ron
I
suddenly,
paying.
When that check comes, Ron suddenly has Kenny Pickett hands.
It just slips right through.
Oh, Ron.
I can't even pick it up. Look, my hands are too small. That's Ron. When the check comes. Otherwise, a wonderful man, Bob.
He always gets a case of diarrhea when the check comes. He's got to leave the room.
Right. Well, I'm glad that you have fun, and I hope that Jim Nance joins us Wednesday. We'll start teasing to that.
It may not be this Wednesday, but at some point.
Well, he's calling the game this week.
He is.
When you, one other question pops to mind. When you and Jim, and I imagine you were sitting near each other, engage in just personal conversation, does golf come up, or what was
all
your
the time?
Yeah.
Golf always comes up.
How's his game?
I don't think his game is as good as it used to be. He doesn't play as much as he used to be, but he's, he still has his house out there at Pebble Beach.
Could you arrange for me to stay there and then play?
I can't say yes.
For you to stay there?
Why not? Nance is never there.
Hey, this is Joe Starkey. He kind of knows Jim. He knows him through Bob Pompiani. Would he be allowed to stay here?
You know, he's passionate about golf and all that comes with it, and they do a great job, I think. CBS covers golf better than anybody, in my opinion. And that's his thing. I mean, he loves when they get to the golf season and some of the majors. We talked a lot about the U.S. Open that came here last year. They didn't do it, but he was amazed at, you know, the conditions were so bad in terms of rain, but the course looked beautiful, and that J.J. Spahn, he says, is a real good player, and he expects more out of J.J. Spahn.
All right, Bob. We were just curious because this honestly is the life of a celebrity, really. to go out with Jim Nantz and company for dinner. That's exciting.
It's just I don't look at it that way. It's just guys who get together when they have a chance. It's only once a year in most cases.
I do hear you on that.
So, Bob, what would you say to a young person that wants to be friends with somebody like Jim Nantz in their own generation? How would you go about doing that?
Just go up and introduce yourself, and when you have opportunities, engage them. That's all it is. And then you get to know it.
It's networking
It is networking.
I met Noah Eagle at Big Ten Media Day a couple of years ago. Very nice.
Well,
Ian's son?
Yeah.
Ian's son. Ian does a great job. He's, I think, the heir apparent in football over there, but his son does a great job, yeah.
I was talking to him, and I was like,
Ian's really nice guy.
Like, yeah. Noah's like 1 year older than me. He's doing incredible things.
Well, and it's not just because he's his son. He's good.
Oh, he's really good. Because there are some people whose sons are involved in broadcasting that they're not nearly the same as Ian Eagle and Noah Eagle.
Well, let's get to the Patrick Queen, Trey Essex feud. What's happening there, Limits? Please update us.
Yeah, so yesterday, Trey Essex put out on Twitter, he's hurt, but this is during the game, he's hurt, but I'm over the Patrick Queen experiment. Simply put, he's not a Steelers linebacker. He's not Ferrier. He's not Timmons. He's not Shazier. He doesn't play with that disposition. We missed on that signing, and for our main rival to let him leave should have been a sign to which this is what we believe Patrick Queen is referring to. He doesn't quote tweet it or single out Trey Essex, but Trey Essex responded back to it with Queen saying on Twitter, "Never was a Pro Bowler or All Pro, but get on here yapping. Got carried your whole career back and forth from the bench. Shut the bleep up."
Man, if that doesn't scream louder about these Steelers, it's just the stuff that comes out of there is amazing, man. And we were warned about it by, who was it, Rob Long from Baltimore?
Yes. We should have Rob on this week, too.
We should. Who said that Patrick Queen was more of a Roquan Smith invention than the other way around, for sure. And I think Queen has played okay at times. He's had a couple really good games, but as far as consistency and as far as what Trey Essex said, he's right on the money. Patrick Queen was not a great signing. Neither was DK Metcalf. Neither was Darius Slay. Neither was Jonnu Smith. Trade, anyway. And maybe not Jalen Ramsey either, the more we watch this. And then there have been plenty of other guys over this. Patrick Peterson comes to mind. Cam Sutton 2.0, oh my God, comes to mind. Omar's tenure, and I think Mike has a lot to do with player procurement, but yeah. Omar's tenure has not exactly been a smashing success here, Bob.
No, and again, this Band-Aid approach was designed.
Aaron Rodgers, by the way, but that's totally talking.
But it's the same idea, though. They don't have people in those positions, and so they have to go out and bring people in, and they were banking on guys who perhaps had their best days behind them.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And yeah. You can't really expect them to rekindle all of what they did in the past. And I think that's where they are in this. The bottom line is they haven't drafted well when it comes to cornerbacks or secondary people. And until they do that, they're going to continue to bring in guys.
It's just the same old, same old.
And then Essex also responded back to that on Twitter saying this morning, just now seeing Queen's comment, if they are about me, I have zero issues with it. If you give like I did, you got to be able to take. He told no lies about my career.
That's great.
That? That is good. That's the best way to handle that.
And Trey told the truth, by the way, that Queen is not in that mold of really good Steelers linebackers. He's just not, Bob. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, he's an adequate guy to have, but he's certainly not going to be in the same company as some of the guys they've had there in the past. And I don't know that I would have expected that. That's a hard position to fill with those sorts of expectations. I expect him to be a difference maker in the sense that once in a while come up with a forced fumble, anything to change the complexion of a game, and we really haven't seen any of those.
Limits, let's go back to the lines, shall we?
Yeah.
They've been packed all day, and we've been going in and out.
Here is Ed. He's in Canonsburg.
Hey, Ed.
Let me get this right. You got a job. You work for me. I call a meeting. Let's call this meeting a video session. You have the option not to show up?
You talking about Aaron Rodgers calling out the receivers?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Now, did he specifically say, Bob, because he put in the caveat that, oh, we have meetings outside of work, too. Was he specifically saying that there's receivers who don't show up for film sessions?
I don't know if he specifically, but that's how it was kind of understood.
Well, let's hear it again. You raise a good point, sir. Did you want to elaborate on it?
No, that's it. I can't believe it happens.
I mean, it happened with George Pickens was late to stuff left and right. Antonio Brown didn't show up to stuff. Pickens was late for a game, for God's sakes. None of this stuff ever seems to get reined in. James Harrison would fall asleep in meetings. LeGarrette Blount quit in the middle of a game. Melvin Ingram faked an injury to get out of here. It's the stuff that never gets talked about because they're just good enough every year to make people believe that this is actually like a triumphant situation. Came up yesterday on the broadcast. Nance said, hey, this is worth mentioning. You got to mention this. The Steelers have gone 21 years without a losing season. They could break the record set by the Tom Landry Cowboys. I'm with Colin Cowherd on that one. Who cares? So those years you went 8-8, that was a huge difference from 7-9? Who cares? And as he pointed out, the team with the longest non-losing streak in the NBA is the Los Angeles Clippers. Who gives a crap? Next.
This is what Aaron Rodgers said.
You know, when there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And
hold on, Limits. Hold on. Let's go to the beginning of that clip because It's sort of truncated at the beginning. He was asked what needs to change. And he starts out, what does he say there? People need to show, like, what is that quote?
It's a little garbled. That's how I took it. It was like,
you know, when there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out-breaker.
Bob.
John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's, you know, he's sick about that. But, you know, I threw a ball I thought was going to get hit by the wind, and it was 4 yards over Roman. So that's a throw. I got to make that throw. But, you know, we have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside of the facility. And look forward to seeing all the boys there.
I made sure to edit that one, Bob.
Yeah, you had to do that because the first one slipped by, which I didn't expect. I don't remember him saying that because we probably aired it that way. And I don't think we did it either.
Look forward to seeing all the boys there.
But to your point, the beginning was, what would you change? He goes, come to the film sessions.
Right.
And so apparently some aren't. And he mentioned John New Smith by name, but then in the end called him a true professional. Well, those are the kinds of things, the little details. They talk about details all the time, but if they're not taken care of, they show up in a very big way in the game.
Once again, top headlines on ESPN, the one in the top right slot. QB Rodgers calls out wide receivers after boo-worthy loss. A lot of us felt like we'd have days like these when they signed Aaron Rodgers, Bob, and we're having days like these, aren't we?
Yeah, it took a while. I mean, everything got off to the point where people were talking about him signing a multi-year deal or coming back next year. I think that, as I said then, I think those are things you wait till the end of the season to figure out. It's a long season. Many things can happen. And we've seen the downside of it now. And the question will remain, what does he do to come back to where he was at the beginning? What do they do to scheme guys open? Because we haven't seen many guys schemed open.
Limits, who's next?
Here is Bo. He's in New Jersey.
Hello, Bo.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I really appreciate the show. A quick thing on New Jersey. It's funny. When the Eagles didn't sign Gary Slay, there wasn't a person in Philadelphia that wanted him back, and we end up getting him. But my concern is the Rooney effect. I think the ARC got caught up with the idea of, oh, here we are, another first ballot Hall of Fame coach is going to get the jacket, and he just let him continue to run this organization into the ground. Love to hear what you have to say.
Bob?
Well, I think that seems to be a lot of people's opinions about this. All I know is that you get to a point where you have to examine everything. I thought that point was last year, after the way it ended last year, because they came off a terrible game against Baltimore in which they were just, talk about being physically dominated, that was it. And I thought at that point, they should have deep conversations. I don't know if they did or didn't, but they continue to do what they're doing. So I think at some point in all coaches' lives, you reach a point where you got to have conversations about what happens next. Will that happen this year? There's still a long way to go in this season. So I don't know. If they somehow win a division or win a playoff game, Joe, what do you think happens then? Would that die down?
When playoff win, see, people, they look at that like at the end of last year. Would one playoff win really make a difference? Yes. How about they get one and then we can talk? Yeah, I think that would change the conversation. I do.
Yeah,
certainly, as opposed to going,
long way to go to think they're going to get there and win a playoff game. They may not get there where they are right now.
We're going on 9 years.
Yep.
Vince Lombardi coached 10. He became synonymous with championship football and got a trophy named after him for a 10-year head coaching career. We're now looking at 9 without a playoff win. And things are turning. And I don't know if I agree with you guys. I think, and I I'm not a big fan of this because if anything, I think that it's Art II who people should be unhappy with. But I wonder if this Tomlin thing is going to spread to other venues if this keeps going. Let's say they get blown out in Baltimore, give up 300 yards rushing again. Mm. That's another reason, too, why I said that when the Bears called in the offseason, it presented the Steelers and Mike Tomlin a golden opportunity to say it's been a long time. It's been 17 years. Won a championship, had some great times together. It's come to a natural ending, just like Mike Sullivan. And he would have gone into Chicago if they consummated a deal as a conquering hero. Would have been great for him, too. Sometimes it's just time. And now, unfortunately, we're past time. And so now it's getting ugly. And again, that's Art's fault. That's his fault. That's where the buck stops, and at the top of the hour, we're going to talk more about that. But up next, Bob, would you go through Ray Fittipaldo's report card with me like we do every Monday?
Yeah, but I think I know the answers already before even looking at it, right?
F's across the board?
Pretty much, right? Has to be.
I'm giving out one A.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle,
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. Do we need a report card this week, Bob? Is it F's across the board? Let's start.
You gave an interesting tease there about having an A grade for somebody.
I didn't say it was on the Steelers.
It was
implied. It made it implied to be, yeah.
Maybe I do. The quarterback gets an F, or the quarterbacks, I should say.
F.
Despite Cabali sticking up for Mason Rudolph, he came in and was just brutally, brutally bad. Rodgers was 10 for 21 for 121 yards. They wound up with only officially 108 passing yards, 108. And Matt Canada only had one game in his entire tenure here where they had fewer passing yards than that, and that was the game that got him fired. They had 77 at Cleveland. Just a total disaster, Bob. And I'll ask you again, do you think Rodgers is going to last the rest of this season as the starter?
Well, I said at the beginning when this question was asked that he would miss four games. So I don't know where we are in that count. One, I guess, game. But he's, you know, I don't know. The way it looks right now, he looks like a guy who probably shouldn't be in the line of fire in there given some of the hits he's taken and what the results of those hits have been. So I don't know to reach four. I think he's going to play, and I don't think there's any question he will start this week. Where they go from here will determine, I think, the future, his future specifically.
Running backs. Kenneth Gainwell made a phenomenal catch, really, to set up their only touchdown.
That was the only touchdown, and without that catch,
without
it would hit
that
the ground,
catch,
and it would have been 0 points.
Right, or three.
Or three, yeah.
Ray gives the running backs a C. Bob, I give him an A.
The running backs an A.
No, I give him a D.
I was going to say, where would you come up with that curve, because it would be an ultimate curve. I'd give them a D minus.
Well, what did they really do that
Nothing.
Was that wrong?
They just, it was all running scheme, everything. Not enough for carries, just was not good.
Mr. P?
Yeah, I also give Rodgers an F like you guys, and I give the running backs a D plus.
Receivers, F, and then Rodgers calls them out after the game saying they're not showing up for film work. What the hell is going on here, Bob?
G.
I give them an H for
what are
healthy
we doing?
Incompetence.
Why can't DK Metcalf catch a pass 20 yards down the field, like in the air? What is happening, Bob?
I thought this season with him at quarterback, with Metcalf there, that they would have, you know, an 80 reception, 1,000-yard season.
Remember the day Ben went to training camp and Tomlin said to Ben, wait till you see these guys. This is going to be something special. Rodgers and Metcalf. It's been no better than Hodges to James Washington,
just
for God's sakes.
Just like all the dogs on defense, what are they doing? They're not hunting down people, I can tell you that. And, you know, for as many big names as they had and all the money attached to it, boy, they're not getting any bang for their buck there.
This is horrifying, Bob. The offensive line gets an F. Do we all agree on that?
Yes.
What about the Broderick Jones situation, Bob?
Interesting.
Should they give him his fifth year? I say
no.
Yeah. No?
No.
Wow.
I'm one of these people. You got to earn it. Got to show me. If he's out, again, I would like to know more about the injury.
I thought he was coming on and playing some of the best football he's played.
He was, but it depends on the injury. If you know more about the injury, I'd like to know more before I made a yes.
Well, let's
on that.
Assume he comes back healthy. You giving him a fifth year?
What's the price?
Whatever the price is, I don't know. It's a standard rate.
I want to know more about the injury, but if it's something that, you know, the fact that it's going to be out for the rest of the season makes me think it's more serious.
Bob just made international news limits by saying he wouldn't give Broderick Jones the fifth year.
It's tied into where his medical situation is, which we don't know enough about.
Well, Bob, I'm with you because the fifth-year option for Broderick Jones is projected to cost around $20 million. I am not doing that.
You're going to give up on a first-round pick that you moved up to get?
You basically...
And who was playing well?
Yeah.
I am absolutely not doing that, and I have not been
a huge
Broderick Jones
fan. But don't you think you have
fan.
To know more about the injury? What it is.
Well, of course. I mean, if it's a debilitating injury,
right. I don't
I'm
know
not
that.
Doing
and
it.
If it is, that'll be factored into the decision. So at this point, if it's that, then I'm not doing it. If they say he's fine and should be back, that's the price of doing business. And because of what you said, you're absolutely right. You're not going to give up on a guy, but I need to know more about the injury. It will make a decision for me.
Defensive line gets an F.
Defensive, yeah, I'd give him an F minus. They didn't do anything.
Horrifying. Keanu Benton is just not the guy at nose tackle. He'll flash and make a play every once in a while. That's half the problem, as Hokie often talks about here. That's nice to make a play, but when you're constantly striving to do that for every play you make that gets noticed, you're not doing your job about 50% of the time.
Can I make one comment on YA Black?
Yeah.
So I went back because, you know, you don't get to see everything on TV when you go to the game. And I watched back the highlights, and I was the amount of times that I paused, rewind on long Bills runs, and Y.A. Black is being pushed 3 to 4 yards down the field on the snap.
Yeah.
Cam Hayward's the only one that's moving upfield. Y.A. Black and Keanu Benton are being pushed back. It was insane. I couldn't believe it. I kept rewinding to watch it.
The steel curtain, it ain't. Let's just put it that way. Y.A.
Black. These are backup offensive linemen on three of their occasions. So they weren't even facing their best stuff.
And then again, after the game, Cam, unprecedented in my time watching and listening to football, the defensive lineman complaining about the quarterback dishing out physical punishment to him. I think I'll forever be astounded by that, Bob. How he thought it was a good idea to say that out loud, I'll never know. Can we hear that again, Limits? I mean, that was just mind-boggling.
I expected something, not that it was a spit involved, but something like that. You know, if he was going to tell you what.
Yeah.
Because that would have, you know, just like we saw in the Ramsey situation. Oh, that was a pretty lame response, though, by Jamar Chase, I thought. He didn't.
Being kneed in my stomach. And then, you know, he was jawing back and forth. And then, you know, ticked off the entire game because... As a quarterback, they're protected, but I'm not. It just pisses me off.
You're saying he needed you? Or
yes,
someone else?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Did he cross the line throughout the game, or was it that one incident?
That was that one incident.
Is that on purpose by him?
Yes. He even said after, you know, I had to do something to get you off me.
I'm speechless. That was a defensive lineman for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Talking about how he got rattled basically for a whole game because of punishment dished out by the opposing quarterback. And then he said they get special treatment. Again, I've never, in decades of watching football, I've never heard a defensive lineman complain about a quarterback, but I've also, and I mean this, I've never seen a quarterback get smashed as late as Josh Allen did yesterday and not get a flag. Patrick Queen crushed him after the play. Romo, Nance, Sterator, everybody was like, yes, of course, that should have been a flag. But yeah. Cam is complaining that Josh Allen got special treatment in that game?
But the special treatment occurs, you know, when you're kind of defenseless. I don't know what Cam is specifically talking about.
I don't care what he's talking
but
about.
I just don't know where it happened is what I'm
it
trying to say.
It happened in a pile.
In a pile.
He said he got kneed in the tummy.
Things happen in piles.
Yeah, they do. That one's better kept to yourself. Secondary, Ray gives them a B, Bob. You?
Well, only because they never really challenged the secondary, right? They were convinced that they're going to hand the ball off to Cook all day long, and he'd be cooking all day long. And so what passes did they actually throw? I can't think of many other than the touchdown Keon Coleman, because that was a good play by Allen also.
A few by Josh here and there, but yeah, and that's where I was going to go with an A perhaps, because Echols had an interception. Porter saved three touchdowns, the bad news being that James Cook had an opportunity for three long touchdown runs. I thought they played pretty well. Jalen Ramsey, nine tackles. Of course, those are all downfield on long runs as well. I think you can't really blame the secondary, as Ray said here. I'm giving them an A, Bob. You like that?
No, because you're part of the problem.
Me neither. I'm giving them a C minus. I heard Hokey on the post game saying they were getting blocked. Safeties were getting blocked by receivers left and right.
He was saying that that cannot happen. He kept double downing on it.
Actually, I'm giving them an F. Limits?
I'm going to give them a C right in the middle. But guys, we bypassed the linebackers.
For good reason. They get an F all the way around. T.J. Watt going against like a high school kid and didn't do one thing the whole game.
That's two games this year, guys. The Chargers. Oh, the Chargers and their backup offensive linemen. We were told that T.J. was going to have a field day, a whole huge feast for the $41 million man. They have no sacks and one quarterback hit and help in
that
the problem.
That is unbelievable.
And this is after Houston sacked him eight times. They lost three offensive linemen.
Now, and I realize, and football people would tell us, because they're so much smarter than us, that was a different game. The Bills fell behind. They had to try to catch up. Granted, okay, the Steelers had one quarterback hit. Period. One quarterback hit, Bob.
Yeah. And
it's embarrassing.
The whole first half, there were opportunities there. And if you don't get those opportunities because he's getting the ball quickly or he's handing it off, then you make plays in other parts of the game as well. There's no limit to say you can't do that. And he only had four tackles the whole day.
Coach F, fire Tomlin chance. Ray says the Steelers can no longer execute the basic tenets of winning football under his leadership. They get pushed around on both lines. Offensive coordinator Arthur Smith's play calling seems almost inconsequential in the big picture, Ray says, but it's worth noting again. And I quote, his decision to call a play-action pass on the first play of the second half started the avalanche of bad football, although it was probably going to happen one way or another. Man, does he fall in love with those passing plays early in the second half when it seems obvious they should run. Green Bay, Chicago, here. What is he doing,
yeah,
Bob?
And then the opposite of that also takes place, where you're in third and nine and you've got to do something more than hand the ball off. They hand the ball off. Second and 10, hand the ball off.
It's such fearful, fearful football from a head coach who says he doesn't live in his fears.
They brought in a quarterback who has a history of being able to go through progressions and do these things, and yet they're not even getting to that level yet. So
it's football laced with fear. That's what it is. All right, Bob. Coming up next, we started with this. I mean, obviously, if there's fire Tomlin chance, we have to talk about that topic. And what would move Art to actually do that? Or they're never going to fire Mike Tomlin. I think we all should be aware of that. But to arrange
it'll
a parting
a Chuck
of the ways.
Kind of separation,
yeah.
A mutually
and a Bill
Cowher upon.
Situation.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people. And off we go.
this wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.